Blessed be his holy name. How many appreciate the grace of God? Amen. Amen. Let's just give the Lord a round of applause this morning. Thank him for what he's done for us. We thank God for his mercy and his grace. Hallelujah. We just appreciate the grace of God. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We appreciate the grace of God. Amen. Thankful to be here with you all today. Thankful to be gathered together in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful this morning. You know what? I don't know whose idea it was originally, Brother Andrew, but I'm thankful that your service starts at 12. I tell you what. I got to sleep in a little bit this morning. I was like, man, somebody's a genius. That was a good idea. Amen. So we're just so glad to be here with y'all. If you want to open up your Bibles before I get too far along here, it's St. John chapter 12. And I don't know. I had a good time Wednesday. I'll just say that right now. So, just enjoy the presence of God and the testimony of the seal we talked about, the testimony of the seal.
Man.
Today I'd like to preach about the power of thunder, amen. And the testimony of the seal is the power of thunder, amen.
Man.
The gospel is the power of God unto salvation, is that right?
Man.
And we read Revelation chapter 10 the other night. The mighty angel come down. The book wasn't closed anymore, it was open.
Right.
And when it came down, seven thunders uttered their voices, amen.
Yes, sir.
I talked about this scripture here a little bit, verse 24, St. John 12, and I'd like to read it this morning if I could before we go to the Lord again in prayer here. And now I told you all to open there, and I got to get to it now. Verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it. Amen?
Yes,
well, this... Boy, you don't get this too much at a pep rally or a psychologist, amen. Boy, I won't tell you that. It's all about, well, you know, well, praise the Lord. It's all about how important you are and how your needs and your desires and your happiness. And here's a man saying, you know what, if you love your life, you're going to die.
That's right.
But if you hate your life, you'll find it.
Amen.
You'll find the real thing, is that right?
Amen.
He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If a man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also... my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Glory.
Now is my soul now, Jesus, what are you talking about here? He's talking about all this stuff, and all of a sudden he says, you know what? I'm troubled. Maybe somebody here today is troubled. He says, now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. Why was he troubled? He looked at the hour he was living in.
Right. Come on now.
And said, should I look at the hour and say, you know what, I don't want to be here in this hour. Save me from this hour. It wasn't save me from the Romans. It wasn't save me from my large debt of finance or the job that I'm in. Save me from the time that I'm in. Save me from this hour. I'm troubled because of the hour I'm in. Yet, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Amen? The entire reason I'm here is for this hour. This is the time. This is the appointed time, is that right? Father, glorify thy name. There came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people, therefore, that stood by and heard, now you've got three groups here, said that it thundered. Others said, an angel spake to him. Jesus answered, said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes.
Right.
Now is the judgment... excuse me here, my page is stuck together. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. You'll notice verse 33, this he said, signifying what death he should die. Amen.
Right.
As I said on the other night, his death was even by the word. Is that right?
That's
he signified
right.
it ahead of time. Let's just bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our Father, we do thank you now. Lord, the songs have been sung unto you of your grace and your power to redeem, to heal, and to save. Lord, of the love which is born in our hearts, it stirs this morning because we know that we love you because you first loved us. Lord, as we come here, Father, I come here this morning and I can look back in my life and I can say I've never felt less able to minister than this morning, Father. I've learned as I've gone on that you are my sufficiency, Lord. That the less I can trust in myself, I have no other place to turn but to you.
Thank you,
Lord, this morning we have no other place to turn but to you. To whom else would we go, Lord? Who else has the words of this life? Father, today I'm depending on you. We're depending on you to speak to us, Father. For you had promised you would glorify your name again. I believe you've done it in this age. I believe that's what those thunders were all about, that you would reveal that name, that you would glorify it yet again, Lord. That the love that you had before the foundation of the world, it would be with us, Lord, according to the promise of John 17. And Lord, now we just come, Father, because you've made promises. You made promises to your people, and that's why we're here today, Lord. We came here today because you made a promise that you'd be in our midst. We came here today because you said that we should not forsake the gathering of ourselves together. We came here today because you promised that you would have people in the end time, that there'd be a little bride in the earth. She'd be rejected and despised of men. They'd call her all kinds of names, like they called the master of our house. They'd say all kinds of things about her, but you promised you'd have a bride without spot or blemish. You promised to have a people. They would not fall away at the end. They would endure to the end that they might be saved. You promised to have an overcoming people. You promised that you'd write another book of Acts through a people today. And Lord, because of these promises, we believe, Lord, therefore we speak. We believe, and that's why we come here today. Not to impress one another. Not to touch some sort of a natural thing, Lord God, to pat each other on the back, Lord. But to hear from heaven once again. Oh God, we need you now, Father. You are our Father and you are our God. Speak to us today, we pray. Oh Lord, we love and as always, may we give you the praise and glory and honor as we commit ourselves and give you the preeminence in this service. We commit ourselves into your faithful, loving hands in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The power of thunder. You know, I can think of all kinds of examples for this, and by the grace of God, I'm not going to go into them today. But you look at a man, and maybe he achieved something back when he was in high school, sports or something. Or maybe he did something, you know, when he was a kid, or maybe when he was a young man, he caught a big fish. You know what? He might go on 20, 30 years of his life, and seemingly from a natural standpoint, have nothing to show for it, but he'll look back to that time and talk about how, yeah, I scored 4 touchdowns in 1 game one time in school, or I did this. And he will just tell everybody about that story. And people will not care one bit. They're not impressed by it. It's nothing to them. But that man, he'll tell that story over and over again. Brother Jack, he'll get a hold of you and he'll grab you by the collar and he'll tell you about, remember the old days where we were going to relive the glory days, and you're just like, you are a nutcase. I've heard it before. Maybe you had a dad or a mom or something, or somebody in the family. Well, let's not get too far. That's too close here, amen? But they'll just tell you stories about how it used to be and how great they were. And you've heard it over and over and over again. To the point where you don't want to hear it anymore. You're sick of hearing it. But you know what? That guy ain't sick of hearing his own story. Amen? Why? Because it's about him. Amen? He likes the story, amen? He clings to that story because it's about him, amen? And it might not, the rest of the world might not want to hear the story, amen? Amen. That might not mean nothing to them, but that guy, it means something. Amen. And I'm so thankful this gospel. Look, God don't have to change it. God don't have to do another Calvary. Don't have to have another do-over. Amen. We can look back to something that happened maybe 2,000 years ago, and the world's sick of hearing about it. They don't want to hear about it, but I'm a part of it. Amen. I'm a part of the vision. I'm a part of the promise. I'm a part of the work. And I just love telling it over and over again. And I'll get you by the collar and I'll say, Brother Andrew, remember that time Jesus died for us? Remember how he rose again? The world's like, you tell that story all the time, amen. But it's more than a story to me. It's the God's achievement, amen. It's God's purpose in our life, amen. Oh, I'm thankful that this testimony, the seal, it's about you. Amen. This thunder, it's about you, amen. It's not just his name, it's your name, amen. Your name's revealed in them seals. Your name is what thundered out from there, is that right? And so I might, now I say this because if I read a scripture you've read before, or I quote a quote you've heard before, well, I hope you've done heard it all before. Right. Hope you done read your Bibles by now. Hope you done listened to the tapes. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I'm not here to bring you something new today. I'm not here to try and bore you, but hey, it's about me. Yeah. And so I don't know how you feel about it. I don't get tired of hearing it. I'll hear my pastor. He'll quote a quote he quoted 2 months ago. And I tell you what, I get just as excited. Hey, man, I get just as stirred up. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to prep you for me re-preaching something I preached before. Amen. I'm going to read a couple quotes today, and we've probably heard them before, but I want to read through them. And as I do this, the reason I'm doing this is because it doesn't get old to me. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Revelation 6:1 tells us that when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." Amen. So we know, as Brother Branham tells us time and time again, that what is the thunder? It's the voice of God. Is that right? When those seals were opened, when they came in a symbol form, and the revelation was the opening of them, he said, as we talked about on Wednesday, not to the world, amen?
Amen.
That revelation, that thunder, amen, it wasn't to them. It was indistinguishable to them, but it was for a people.
Amen.
And it says, I'm not going to call you church. I'm going to call you bride, so you'll understand. It's not for them. It's for you. It's for the bride. Amen.
Amen.
No marvel the world doesn't understand it. It was never for them to understand.
Right.
Amen. No more than I would write a letter to my wife, and maybe I'll put a little something in there, and I'll say something, and to you, it doesn't even make sense. You're like, what is he even trying to get at? But yet to her, it has a meaning, because she's my wife. Is that right? And so it's about being able to read between the lines, amen?
That's right.
Now, I tell you what, now I'm going to talk about Esther here in a little bit. You know, the book of Esther doesn't mention God one time, you know that?
Right.
But yet the whole thing's about him.
That's right.
Well, you got to look between the lines. Who is it doing? Who is doing this, amen? Who is it speaking about? It's not just speaking about a Persian or a Babylonian king, amen? It's not just talking about a Jewish woman. It's talking about you.
Yes.
It's talking about him, is that right?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord, I tell you what. 2 Samuel 22 tells us that the Lord thundered from heaven, the Most High uttered his voice. Is that right? Job, he was on an ash heap one day. Is that right?
Yes,
Job 3:7 says, "Hear attentively unto." Now watch. He says, "Hear attentively unto the noise of the voice." You're commanded to hear it. Is that right?
Right.
And the sound that goeth out of his mouth, he directeth it under the whole heaven, and his lightning the ends of the earth. After it a voice roareth, it thundereth with the voice of his excellency, and he will not stay them when his voice is heard. Is that right? He's not going to hold you back anymore, amen? You hear the voice, you know what? You let loose and you let go,
that's
amen?
Right, brother. Yes,
God thundereth marvelously with his voice. Great things doeth he, which we cannot comprehend, amen?
Man.
I tell you what, Brother Bram says this in the third seal. Now, you've probably heard some of this before, but we're going to read it again.
Right,
he actually, cool. He says it here, he says, notice, we're at the end time. This is in spiritual Eve, he says, just as the natural, the Hebrew Eve was promised. The Hebrew bride was promised the word to return. And the spiritual bride from Pentecost, when she fell at Nicaea, then she's promised in the last days that the word will come again. He says, if you want another scripture, take on over Revelation 10. It said, in the hour, in the time of the last angel, the seventh messenger begins to sound. The mystery of God is finished. See, the restoration, now he explains to you what it is, the restoration back to the word. Amen. The Bible said that this messenger of the last days will restore them back to the original faith again, back to the faith of the fathers. But you think they receive it? No, sir. Last days said he would restore the original word again, as he said in Malachi 4, but she had forfeited. Amen. She forfeited that word at Nicaea. Eve forfeited in Eden. Eve rejects her at Calvary, and Nicaea's group is rejecting it in their last days just the same.
Right.
So now notice the thunder comes, but they choose not to receive it. Amen. Now notice who makes the choice here. Amen.
That's right.
It says, but when the word came in human flesh, she, Eve, the Hebrew church, mother of all spiritual living as then, she rejected it. So when the word became flesh, that's when she couldn't take it. She was all
right
saying, we've got the law, we've got the prophets, we believe Moses, we believe Isaiah. But when it came down to saying, Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, that's when she could no longer receive. She said, I can't handle that. That's just a little too much for me. Now they called it blasphemy, amen?
That's right. They did.
The message of their hour, when it became flesh, they called it blasphemy, amen? Oh, my, hallelujah. Oh, my, we're going somewhere today, I tell you. Amen. He says, she rejected it. She was so dead and her traditions and dogmas that she missed it. So is this one. It's exactly.
That's right.
He said, all right, they miss him, the living word manifested in the flesh by the word that is promised. The word promised to do these things.
That's right. Yes, it did.
He sure did. Is that right? Malachi 4.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
it's right there. Now, you might want to rip that page out of your Bible.
Did,
but guess what? God still spoke it, and there's
still
a thousand, a million other Bibles to testify. Behold, I send Elijah unto you.
That's right.
Is that right? You can rip it out and you can throw this Bible away and you say, I'm never going to read it again. You can gouge your own eyes out and rip your own ears off. The word's gone forth.
Amen.
Whether you want to receive it or not.
Lord,
amen.
Lord, thank you for the word.
He says here. I don't know. He said, the word promised to do these things, and it'll be like this in the last days. As it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Now watch what happened at Sodom. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. See, watch what happened then. Now, he said it'd be the same thing, and we live in that day where that could be. I said, I guess it could be 600 promises of them like that out of the Scripture, just referring to it. But they rejected it. Amen? Amen. She held to her traditions and substitute instead of, she held to the substitute blood instead of the real blood. Yes. Oh, how many churches say, oh, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ. We believe the blood of Jesus Christ. What blood?
Yeah.
A historical blood that fell on the ground somewhere and the chemicals aren't even around anymore? Or is it the life? Amen? Yes. That blood, it's not just gone and dissolved up. That blood speaketh, the Bible says, from heaven. Is that right? It speaks not from a mountain which we couldn't approach with fire. Is that right? We've not come to the mount that they came to in Egypt, Sinai. Is that right? We're not come to the Mount Sinai. We are come to a Mount Zion. Is that right? We're come to a capstone. And that blood, it speaketh better things than that of righteous Abel's blood. Amen? It's not the natural chemistry, but the life behind it. Amen? And it's the life, that power, that baptism of the Holy Ghost, that birth, that token. That's what they've missed today. Oh, we sing songs about the blood, and we claim the blood, and they don't know anything more about it than an Egyptian knight from a Hottentot. Is that right? They don't know nothing about it. Why? Because it's done nothing in their life. Oh, it might have made them rich. Might have got them a bigger church. Might have made them popular. Amen. But if they're still dead in their tradition. Amen. Oh, my, I tell you what. He said the word, when he was manifested to her, because she held to these traditions, Jesus, the manifested word, said to the bride, Hebrew bride, because you hold to your traditions, you make the word of God without any effect to you.
Right.
To you. Not to me, to you.
Right.
It can't be effective. Is this all right? I'm just going to read a quote to you this morning. Is that all right? And I tell you what, I didn't come here today to quote Billy Graham for you. Didn't tell you that I'm going to bring a bucket up here and you plant your seed in here in my ministry and God will bless you a thousandfold. Amen. Oh, I'm not even here to speak a man's words.
Right.
It's the Son of Man. Is that right? He opened these seals. So who's speaking to you? Is that right?
Right.
Well, praise the Lord. He says here, he says, that's what the reason today, the revivals that we're supposed to have. We have denominational revivals. We haven't had a real stirring. No, 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 sir. Don't think we got revivals. Oh, my, I tell you what. You see churches, they're going to have these big old revival conventions. I'm going to tell you what, every time I go to church, you got revival.
That's right.
Is that right? Oh, we got a stirring going on. Is that right? I tell you what, praise the Lord. He says, don't think we got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they've got millions and millions and millions of church members.
Right.
Look what they call revival. Oh, we got a bigger church than you. We had to build on because our church has got more people. We've got revival. Oh, but they've got millions and millions of church members, but not a revival nowhere.
Right.
No, no. And he says, the bride hasn't had, now this is the third seal. He says, the bride hasn't had a revival yet. There's been no revival. There's no manifestation of God to stir the bride yet. See, we're looking for it. It will take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up. Now look. Now you can call a big fancy preacher in to town. He can wear a big old three-piece suit and a big old eagle belt buckle and have gold shoes on. Big old feather in his cap. He can get up here and he can work you up emotionally.
Yeah.
He can call lots of people to come in. Is that right? He can do all kinds of signs and wonders. That won't wake up a bride.
Amen.
Amen. It's good to have signs and wonders. It's good for people to come in. Is that right? But that doesn't wake up a bride. Amen.
Right.
But it takes those seven thunders.
Yes.
That's what wakes up a bride.
Amen.
Now, God didn't say anything else was going to do it.
That's right.
Well, hallelujah. I tell you what, we're going to get some big fancy this or that going on. We're going to get a big old crystal cathedral. We're going to put our stuff on the internet. We're going to be famous. We're going to put out books. Man, we're going to have more money. We're going to keep up with the Joneses. We're going to look as good as the denominational church. Why am I comparing myself to them? Why is that the benchmark I'm trying to go up to? That can't give you revival, amen? Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what.
Thank you, Lord.
Shoo. You know, I should put this in a bigger font. I keep losing my spot. He says it's the same thing today. The so-called church, she takes the word of God. She won't accept it. She accepts dogmas instead. Therefore, the word's not effective for her because she tries to inject her creed with the word and it won't work. Now, what we need today, And I just keep, now, I didn't realize this before. This is why I'm going to keep reading this to you. He mentions this magazine. It's the same one he mentions later. He says, I was reading this here, The Herald of His Coming. It says, across the headlines, we need a prophet to return. We need a prophet to return. And I guess when he does, they'll know nothing about it, just like I said. And I love it. The magazine, it's called The Herald of His Coming, say, we need a prophet. We need a prophet. They got one. He's been around for 20-some years on tape. Almost 20 years, they've got one. And they said, we need a prophet, we need a prophet. The Herald is coming. They recognized what they needed. But they didn't want to receive it in the package. It came in.
That's it.
When it became flesh, it was in front of them, they rejected it.
That's right.
Oh, my. I guess when he does, they'll know nothing about it. Just like I said, that's right. It's always been that way, see? Well, we need a prophet to return who will bring the word of the Lord fearless. Oh, we believe the Bible promised it. Oh, my goodness. Woo! I tell you what. Now, I know Brother Moore and them eating his house and everything else, the editor, and he's the one that walks in shoe leather, I guess, one of the finest fellows. He says, but just see, he knows we've got to have that. And Sister Moore, one of the finest, you know, it's, just stop here for a second. I've talked to people before, and you begin to testify a little bit, and you talk about Malachi 4, and they believe God's going to send Elijah. They're looking for it. They say, oh, that's got to happen. But they think maybe it's them or somebody else. They got some idea of it. Is that right? They know they need it. Look, anybody that will read this Bible will come and say, well, man, we look at what the Bible said. We look at the age we're in. We look at what's promised. Well, this has to happen. We need it. There's no way to make it out. Is that right?
Right.
Oh, my. I know a guy. He's looking for he ties it in with Moses and Elijah, and he's looking for it. I said, well, you have fun here. He's going to be in the tribulation.
That's right. Exactly.
Is that right? I don't need Elijah to come in the tribulation.
That's right.
Because I'm not looking to stay. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for that. Oh, but I was promised. I was promised to escape that. Is that right? The wrath to come is not for me.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. He says here that we've got to have that. Sister Moore, one of the finest women. Poor little fellow. And they sacrifice. Amen. Now, notice, they just do this. They sacrifice. They're sincere about this. Is that right?
Sure.
And that's one on the field, in my opinion. The herald of his coming. But you find out they keep blasting that, we need a prophet, we need a prophet. My, that's all they talk about. Amen?
Brother.
Now, you've probably all heard this before, but I'm going to read it again. He talks about this a year later in Recognizing Your Day in his message. He says, what time is it, brother? What time is it, minister? Do you see the time of the day and the sign you're living under? Can you understand it? Do you see it? Jesus did.
Amen.
Jesus understood his day. That's why he can say, my soul is troubled, because this is the hour I came for. He understood his hour. Everywhere now, there's no revival. People was complaining. Ministers crying. I was reading one of the outstanding papers that the church, a very fine paper. And the editor, I know they're godly people, very fine. Brother, Sister Moore of the Herald of His Coming. Same magazine, same people. They said that we know we need a prophet. We know we need a prophet. And they had a prophet.
That's right.
He says, find his papers. He says, they hardly print anything else. It's about fast, pray, sound a trumpet. Now, why do you sound a trumpet? To get people's attention. Amen. Now, I'm not looking for them to sound a trumpet. I'm looking for God to sound a trumpet.
Amen.
That's Jubilee. Amen.
Amen.
It's all you hear. Fast pray. We're going to have a great breaking of the day. See, they're looking for the rising of the sun. They're looking for a prophet. There's a great thing going to happen. All you pray, pray, pray. We're not too late yet. And then 10 virgins were called out, they're crying. You know, I used to look at that from a denominational viewpoint. I thought, well, that's the rapture, and it is, but it's not like we think. That's not, oh, we're all going up. There's a cry that goes forth.
Yeah.
And when there's a shout, what is a shout? It's a message to call the people. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
So now the cry goes out at midnight, and there's an interval of time where now this bride has to come in. Is that right? And you got 5 virgins, they were ready for it. They were looking for it. They were wanting it. And you got 5 that said, well, we weren't really anticipating it this soon. We were just going to wait. Well, now it's here upon us. Now this shout's gone forth. I guess we better get ready. This ain't the time to get ready. This is the time to be ready. Hey, man, this is the time to be prayed up. This is the time to have the Holy Ghost. Not, well, I better start getting ready. Better start making my life right. This ain't the time for that nonsense. This is the time to be ready. Oh, my, is that right? You say, well, I know people that ain't ready, but if you're ready, amen, what kind of a token you got in your house, amen?
Brother.
Oh, my, I tell you what. Well, praise the Lord here.
Amen.
Why do they do that? Why do they do that? They want a great awakening. See, they need an awakening. Is that right? They sure do. They're crying, believing there will be an awakening. They're good people. Why is that? What have they done? They have not recognized the awakening of the bride. Not as a future event now, amen. When them seven thunders went forth, it woke up a bride. Now they're still saying, we need a prophet. We need an awakening. We need a revival. And here's a vindicated prophet of God, the very one they're looking for in the herald of his coming. After the natural's looking for it. Oh my, there's people today. They're looking for something to happen in the skies. They're looking for signs. We've received our last sign. Amen. We've received it. Is that right? We've got a prophet.
Yes, sir.
We've got a message. And I tell you what, it gave me revival. Amen. It gave me power. It stirred me up. Why? It awakened us. Right? Past tense. They have not recognized the awakening of the bride by being a Christian. They pull of the hour. But they haven't recognized what's been done. Then people up on that mount, when that voice spoke, that cloud came down, they didn't recognize what that cloud was all about. Well, you know, that's just a Thor rocket. You know, there ain't nothing to that. There was nothing around to make that cloud. Oh, it's just a thunderhead. That's just a natural cloud. And yet, here's the Son of Man.
Right.
The very one who's getting crucified.
Yeah.
Speaking about how the original life's in the original seed. If a seed goes and dies, he's preaching the spoken words of the original seed to him. Is that right?
Amen.
He's preaching to him, and all of a sudden this voice comes, and it bears witness to who he is. And they say, you know what? There's nothing to that. They didn't recognize the significance of it. That the very one the Scripture said we're going to be glorified. This was it.
Amen.
This is the glory. Here he is hanging on a cross, bleeding out the side, rejected and despised, and disfigured. And they didn't realize this was the glory of God.
Amen.
God was being glorified in their midst, and they thought it was the worst thing ever.
That's right.
They hated it.
Yeah.
They made fun of it. They mocked it. Said, well, if this is really a vindicated ministry, you come down off that cross. You know, if you were a vindicated man of God, you wouldn't be dying like this. You wouldn't die before your time. There's nothing to this. Oh my, I tell you what, this is ignoble. God would never let a godly man die this way. And yet it was the very crowning. The very crowning of his ministry. Brothers, sisters, maybe you've been a Christian for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Maybe you're going through something today. People make fun of you and say, well, you know, When I quit my job at the factory, I didn't have anything else lined up because God told me to go to Africa. Amen. And people were making fun of me. Well, God ain't going to be. Where are you going to find a job at? You're going to starve. You'll be back here. One guy said, you'll be coming back. You, God can't take care of you.
Woo.
Is that right? I said, you know what? When they were making fun of me, well, I didn't have a hope in the world and I looked stupid as all get out. I said, you know what? God's going to be glorified.
That's right.
Oh, I tell you what. Now, there's times I was tempted when I first got back. To go back, I said, well, maybe they'll give me my job back. Maybe they'll let me come back. But you know what? There was a voice.
Yeah.
You know what it's reminding me? You'll come crawling back. Oh, my. Now, who's taking up for me today? Is that right? Now, look, I wouldn't have had a problem going back there, except, you know, how things end up working out. But I'm just saying in the natural, I as I'm getting out, I said, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe it's not too late. I've only been gone a week. Maybe I can go back. But God had a different plan.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful now that I look back. Amen. Then in the midst of what looked like humiliation, when it looked like human failure, when I looked as dumb as you could get, it was the glory of God.
Amen.
Here's a man. He's more than a man.
That's right. Yes, he is.
Oh my, I tell you what, when that Easter seal was broke, and you realize he wasn't a tomb anymore, everything they'd said and everything they made fun of, God swept it all away. God rolled back his reproach. God rolled back every testimony of the enemy. When that seal thundered forth, that there was life, and it wasn't in that tomb anymore. Oh, that he that was dead, he rose again. That God was going to seat him at his right hand. Oh, I tell you what, I love how the prophet said, man made him, humiliate him as much as you could.
Yes.
When he was made the lowest thing on earth by men, when he was brought the greatest reproach, God said, I'm going to exalt him higher than even the heavens. I'm going to lift him up above every criticism. I'm going to lift him up above every problem, every mind battle, every sickness. I'm going to lift him up above everything that comes against this message, that comes against this gospel. I'm going to lift him up above it. I'm going to put him in such a place that even the gainsayer, even the mocker one day will have to come and bend the knee and confess that this one that they crucified, this one that they mocked, that he is Lord. Hallelujah. Maybe today you're in a place of humiliation. Maybe today you're in a place, you're in a dire strait. God says, I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to make even the devils to recognize who you are. I'm going to make even your enemy to testify. And they'll stand before you. Oh, hallelujah. The prophet Isaiah said that no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against you, that shall rise up against thee in judgment, you shall condemn. Oh, the voices of criticism, the voices of mockery that put you down. You will stand as judge one day with Jesus Christ of the whole earth. Maybe just a little nobody, maybe a little school teacher or maintenance man, a little factory worker, maybe a little contractor. The world says they're just a little nobody. You one day shall stand, not at the judgment, but in the judgment. Look, you can't be judged. Oh, hallelujah, I'm so thankful. It's not even a matter of going to get forgiveness on that day. I don't even go into it. When you ain't going to see me, you're going to see a judge. Oh, hallelujah, when the devils come up that tried to plague you, when sickness comes up that tried to beset you, you shall judge angels. The apostle said you'll sit in judgment over them. Oh, I tell you what, I feel them trembling today. Oh, don't forget. Oh, you might think you got me in a good place now. You think you got my kids. You think you got my health. You think you got my mom and dad. Oh, one day you're going to have to answer to me. Oh, there's no getting out of it. There's no escape. Why? Because God promised. God promised. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what. I'm going to have my mountain. I'm going to have my inheritance. You're going to have your part in a lake of fire. You're going to have your part in torment. Is that right? Oh, I tell you what, that starts to shake him up a little bit. Jesus got him so shook up, they said, you come to torment us before the time. I tell you what,
Yes, Lord.
I'm not even going to wait till then. I'm going to start pushing him around now. The Bible, we read it on, maybe we didn't read it actually. We're going to read about it later. Psalm 103, the Bible says, the Lord executeth judgment for all who are oppressed. Is anybody oppressed here today? Guess what? God's come to execute judgment on your behalf. It's like I always say, people hate judgment until they're the victim. You are a victim of circumstance. You are a victim of the devil. You are a victim of sin. Ah, God has come with litigation against the devil. He's come to find the verdict of guilty against him. He's come to charge him that every sin and everything that happened to you, it's on his head. That Clorox has taken it off. It's gone back on the original owner. Is that right? You've been restored to your original owner, and sin's been restored to its original owner. The devil, is that right? Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, somebody, if that don't let you fire your woods wet, is that right? Come on, somebody, it's not even counted against you. I was preaching about this last Sunday. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. It's not even a lack of ability. He don't even want to do it. He will not do it. He says, you know what, I don't even want to do it. I'm going to make it. It's like a bullet. You're like a Superman. It starts to shoot you and it just goes around you. Is that right? He can't touch you. Is that right? It just keeps hitting the devil in the head each time. The devil takes a pot shot at you. It bounces right back. Hits him in the eye. It comes right back on him. Everything he throws at you. Here comes the accuser of the brother. And I saw what you did 20 years ago. I saw what you did. God said, well, that's funny. My record says you did it.
That's right.
Well, there's one more thing I got to punish you for. No, it wasn't me. It was them. Ah, that's not what my book says. Well, Brother Alexander, I don't have that name in my book. There ain't nothing in here about some guy like that. All I see is Mrs. Jesus Christ. Amen. All I see is that name that was revealed in the thunders, amen? Amen? Oh, I lost my old name. I lost the old man. Is that right? The reproach has been rolled away. And the thunder.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, the thunder sounded forth.
Amen.
She is forgiven.
Amen.
She's holy and blameless. There ain't one spot. Come on, brother. Not one spot. Not one blemish. There ain't one thing wrong with this gospel. There ain't one thing wrong with this message. Everything God said, God didn't make a mistake about me when he saved me. When God thundered that voice that says she's forgiven. She's the sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. God didn't make a mistake. God didn't mess it up. God didn't get blindsided. Come on, somebody. God's not in the business of making mistakes. God's not like some of us where he says one thing and does another. Oh, but when God says it, thunders. And there's power. Why? Because once it goes forth out of his mouth, it can't be stopped. It can't be defeated. The word of God, it does not go out in vain. It does not go out void. It accomplishes. Oh, I tell you what, it's not just lip service. It does something. This word, this thunder, it does something, amen. I tell you what, thunder always shakes people up, amen. I tell you what, you get a little kid, my kids, when it starts to get a thunderstorm, it thunders, man, it stirs people. Maybe they're asleep in bed when that thunder begins to shake the house. When it begins to move, when it begins to thunder through the heavens, it wakes people out of their sleep, amen. Oh, I tell you what, these thunders, they're not unknown thunders to us anymore. They've been revealed. Oh, and it woke. It wakened this bride. Is that right? The Bible says, the Apostle Paul says, awake unto righteousness and sin not. Is that right? Now notice, he didn't say, sin not and awake unto righteousness. Amen? You follow me here? He didn't say, sin not. Don't stop sinning and then you can awake unto righteousness. That's not what he said. He said, you awake unto righteousness and then sin not. Because the power to sin not is in the righteousness. Amen?
Amen.
Not your ability to, come on somebody, it's not your ability to stop doing it. It's not your ability to lay it down or to give it up. It's His power to wake you up out of sin, to wake you up out of your sleep. When you were laying in a bed of sin and you were asleep to the things of God, and you were asleep to the voice of God, He thundered from heaven and He shook the jail you were in and He shook the house you were in and it roused you out of bed. He said, that's not who I am.
Amen.
Although I was a servant in the house of sin, the servant abides not forever. Oh, I'm walking out. I'm not staying here. I'm going to go out and see what this storm's all about. Amen. Oh, there's a storm coming. Is that right? What's the thunder say? The thunder declares a storm is coming. Oh, there's a storm coming. Is that right? It'll wash away the refuge's lives. It'll destroy the covenant of death. It'll obliterate the things of the world. There's a tribulation coming to purge and a foolish virgin. Is that right? There's a tribulation coming to destroy the things of this world. Oh, before a bride. She's not staying in the house. She's walking out. The thunder's woke up and says, you know what? I just remembered. I got somewhere to be tonight. I got a marriage supper to go to. I'm not sticking around for this. I got somewhere else to be tonight. Amen. Oh, awake to righteousness and sin not. I tell you what, the Queen of Sheba. We're talking about Wednesday, the testimony of a seal. Amen. What's the seal say? It shows you where he's not at. You know, we thought God was in what we were doing. We thought we were okay with God. When that seal opened, that thunder went forth and said, you know what? He's not in that church. He's not in that denomination. He's not in that creed. When the Queen of Sheba, amen, when she recognized that dead idol didn't speak to her. Oh my, she might have worshipped that idol. Maybe her mama worshipped it. Maybe her grandma. Maybe her whole family worshipped that idol for generations. Oh, but one day she realized there was no life. There was no thunder. There was no voice. And when that seal revealed to you where God was not at, when she realized where God was not at, she went looking. She said, he's not here. He's got to be somewhere. He is a God if he's real. And she heard about a man named Solomon. Oh, he's a vindicated man of God. God gave him a gift and God bore witness of the gift. You know, if a man says he has a gift, he boasts on a gift and he don't have it, it's like a cloud with no rain. Is that right? Here comes, oh, I got a thundercloud. There ain't nothing that. It's just a little wispy cloud. Amen. But this man had a gift.
Amen.
God thundered out of that cloud. God had something that she came and said, you know what? The half has not been told.
That's right. Amen.
Oh, I heard, but now I see.
Yes.
Oh, I heard about this gospel. I've heard about this message. I've heard many things about it. I've heard it's amazing. I've heard it's fanaticism. I've heard it's crazy. I heard it's a tape cult. Oh, but to come to Solomon and to see the Lord begin to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart,
amen,
to see what God was doing, now I know this is real.
Amen.
Oh, something set her to looking for God. Amen. When she realized that idol never spoke to me, but God spoke to me today. And let me say to you today, a greater than Solomon is here. A greater than Solomon is here today to speak to you, amen. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, awake to righteousness, amen. And sin not. Look, he has declared this bride to be sinless.
That's right.
He has declared this bride to be his bride. He's declared this bride is not like the other brides. This bride, not those ones, this bride. Are you a part of that bride?
Yes.
This bride, she is predestinated not to fall.
Amen.
Oh, look, the world might say, you slipped up there. I saw what you did. Oh, you made a mistake. Oh, you're having problems in the church. Oh, you're having problems at home. Oh, but God said, you know what? I've already predestinated. The thunder's already shouted forth.
Amen.
She can't fall because he can't fall and she's in him. She can't die because she's in him and he can't die.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what. When you realize you're forgiven, you know what? That's the power of forgiveness.
That's right.
That the effectiveness of your faith is based on the power of forgiveness. Amen.
Right.
If your heart's condemning you, you can't have confidence towards God. Is that right? But when you realize that you're forgiven.
Yes.
Let me start over. You're not just forgiven. When you realize you're justified. And what's that word justify mean? It's like, it's not even like it. You never did it in the first place. Abba, I was there. My friends were there. And it's in the newspaper that I did it. No, it's a mistaken identity. You're part of a witness protection program. They change your name. They change your identity. They change your dwelling place. That wasn't me. Oh, I tell you what, it was never me. You've got it all mixed up. That's another guy. He's trying to be like me. It's sin in this mortal body. That wasn't me. Now, therefore, it's sin that works on our mortal bodies. It's no longer I that sin. It wasn't me. It was never about me in the first place. Oh, I tell you what, you know what this is all about? It's about God and the devil. Amen. There's a war. It started out in heaven. It's going on today. There's two spirits working in the church today. Is that right? There's two powers at play. It's the power of God and the power of the devil. Satan might take his man, but he never takes his spirit, but I'm thankful. Because though God takes his man, he never took. Amen. Come on, somebody. He never took his spirit. Is that what he said? That third seal, don't you hear that? Oh, on that one. That spirit didn't change. The spirit didn't lift off. God didn't stop doing them things. You can't hurt the oil on the wine. God never did give up. God never did change it. He took his men. He never took his spirit. The same anointing that was at Pentecost, the same Holy Ghost that was there at the opening of them seals, it's the same one today. It's not weaker. It's not lesser. He still speaks in tongues. Ooh, he still prophesies. He still heals the sick. He still raises the dead. He still thunders from heaven that I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I tell you what. When them men came to Sinai, and they heard that voice, I tell you what, you got different kinds of people. They respond. See, this is the thing. He said what the thunders would do to the bride. Is that right? Amen. I want to ask you, what's it do to everybody else? Woo! Oh. We know what it does for the bride. We know what it did for the bride. What's it do to everybody else? Right. Oh, I tell you what. Well, praise the Lord. I'll let that sink in for just a minute. Amen. Amen. Prophet of God, he tells us we live a million miles below our privileges. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I want to ask this afternoon, how far do you live below yours?
Yes, that's right.
Amen. Yes, we're beneficiaries of the resurrection. Is that right? We've got promises.
Yes.
We've got promises. You say, well, you know, that's not what this is about. This is about what I can do for God and No, that's actually about what God already did for you. Amen.
Amen.
Let me say it this way. You're commanded not to forget his benefits. Is that right? Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and also within me. Bless the Lord and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. God commanded you. Don't forget what I did for you. Look, you might forget about, I helped somebody one day. I did something nice. Don't forget about what God did for you. Amen. We live a million miles below our privileges because we choose to. Well, hallelujah.
That's true, brother. Amen.
I'm going to go preach to this wall now because clearly I'm not talking to anybody here. Amen. When the prophet says you live a million miles below your privileges, it's not because the devil put you there. It's not because God put you there. He's the one that gave you the privileges. It's because you choose to live it. Well, I didn't choose that. Well, you chose to whether you realize it or not.
Right.
Look, the woman, she chose. These people, they chose. They chose to reject. Is that right?
Right.
We make choices. Yeah. We don't always realize why. Maybe we're like Moses.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Moses had 40 years to go out in the wilderness. 40 years to build himself a complex. 40 years to say, God can't use me. God can't do nothing with me.
Right.
He had a long time to work up to that. Here comes God in 5 minutes. All right, you're going out. I called you. I'm going to go down in your shoes. I'm going to use you to deliver Egypt.
Yeah.
Me? Well, I can't do it. I can't speak. I can't do this. I'm no good. I'm awful. I already failed once. God can't use me. And here's 40 years of complex, and God's just hammering away. Look, I don't got another 40 years to work on you right now. You better just get over it right now. Look, we're at the end time. Maybe you got hang-ups today. Maybe you're not sure. Look, God, we don't got time to mess around with it. Man, some of us still worry about whether we're clean or not. Some of us still worry about whether we're saved or not. Man, you clean through his word, man. Amen. You've been saved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. He done made the change. Amen. He either did it or he didn't do it. Amen. It's time to get over the hang-ups. It's time to put down the complexes. It's time to get over all this nonsense and say, you know what? He said I'm saved. He said it. I believe it. And that settles it. I got an absolute. All the strife's over. All the debating. He's settled every question. We have the answer to the devil's question.
Amen.
right?
Amen.
We believe. Amen? How many believes here today?
Yes,
you know, when Jesus, I tell you what, there's two groups, as I'm saying. There's a group that realizes it's for them.
Amen.
And there's a group that says, I don't want it for me. Not only is it not for them, they don't even want it. Amen?
Right.
Listen, them Jews, they knew the law, but when Jesus came back after the resurrection, he's walking down the road to Emmaus. He begins to testify out of Moses and the prophets. Is that right?
Yep.
Now, them men had read that law. They had read those prophets. And when they read it, it was rules.
Yep.
It was regulations. It was bondage. But you notice when Christ begins to speak, he's not talking about the law. He's not talking about how to dress their kids up and how to give a sacrifice and how to do all these things. He didn't mention that. What did he talk about? Himself.
Yes.
See, they read it and saw something completely different, but when Christ broke that Easter seal, it was a new book.
Yes.
Woo, come on, somebody. He was reading a new book to them. The same old story, new story now. Amen.
Yes.
It's not the same old story. It's the same thing they heard before, but it's not the same thing they heard before. They'd heard the words, but they didn't understand what it was about. Amen? Oh, come on. When resurrection come to give discernment, you know, you heard these things since you were young. Maybe you were born and raised in this message. I hope today you're not where you were back then.
Sure.
Hope Christ come to you at some point and said, you know what, this is what this is really all about. It's not about how I look or how I dress. That's great, that's fine, but there's something more to it. It's Christ.
Amen.
It's a new book to me. It's life. These promises, they're real, Sister Violet. Amen? This ain't just the same old story. It ain't just the same old song that I heard in the denomination. It's the thing I was raised around, amen? This is real.
Amen.
Maybe you didn't recognize it. I tell you what, I didn't recognize it at first.
That's right, brother.
Brother Andrew, I had no idea. Oh, but I tell you what, and you get shut in with God.
Amen.
Oh, at the evening time, when he begins to break the bread, amen? That's him.
Yeah.
I've heard about him. I'd read about him. That was him. I was just eating with him.
Amen.
I just had church with Jesus.
Yes.
Man, I thought it was just a man speaking. It was more than a man. Hallelujah. It was Christ.
Yes, sir,
ooh, I tell you what.
Glory.
I tell you what. Same story, two interpretations. Amen.
Yes.
There was the carnal, the natural, and then there was the spiritual. The amen. The one by revelation, the one by intellect. Is that right?
Amen.
He wasn't. Now think about this. That word condemned those men that didn't believe. He condemned those Jews, but it didn't condemn them two men walking down the road.
Right.
It had a whole different story. Your sins are forgiven.
Yeah.
You've been justified. Yeah. You're blameless before the throne. Same words, two different testimonies.
Yeah.
A testimony of death and a testimony of life. Amen.
Glory.
Oh, I tell you what.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
Why? Because the law compels you to look at yourself.
Sure.
That's what the law did.
Yes.
And his whole point was, don't look at yourself. Look at me. Look what I did. Look what I accomplished. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you what, and I'm getting off the beaten path here. We're going the hard way here, which is his way. Amen. I tell you what, maybe I shouldn't be here. Well, we're all friends here, right? I tell you what, this one brother, I know these, and you probably maybe know something like that, and I'm not trying to get you to go too far with your imagination here, but man, this one guy, he's a minister, and he enjoys to go into a church and just rake somebody over the coal. He just loves to do that. I'm thinking, man, I don't understand the joy behind that.
Right.
You know, it's one thing when you have to rebuke somebody, it's another thing when you get a kick out of it. I'm thinking, I don't understand. Why do you enjoy placing people in bondage?
Right.
Well, that's what the Jews like to do. Man, we're gonna lay this on you. We're going to add commandments. You know, like the law wasn't already impossible.
Right.
We're going to add some more stuff to it. Make it even harder. And then we'll still not keep it anyway.
Right.
Oh, but we'll make sure to point your fault out when you don't do it.
Right.
Well, you know what Brother Branham said about this. Yeah, I know what he said about. What about you?
Yeah.
I tell you, praise the Lord.
Preach,
I tell you what, straining that, swallowing a camel.
That's it.
Try to take the mote out of your eye. And I think of the disciples when they first witnessed to the Gentiles, and these men began to say, well, you must be circumcised. You have to keep the law of Moses. And Peter's whole point is, why would you compel these men to take a yoke upon them that you couldn't bear yourself?
That's right.
If you being born a Jew and raised a Jew, you were taught this way. If you couldn't keep it, why would you make them do it? Why would you place a yoke, and we have it today, we'll place denominational yokes, we'll place message yokes, we'll place ecclesiastical yokes, we'll place pastor yokes, evangelist yokes, we'll place yokes on people, and all it does is weigh them down. Christ said, my yoke's easy.
Yeah, that's right.
My burden's light.
Right.
I tell you what, this message is not supposed to wear you out.
No.
Oh, it's supposed to give you strength. Why? Because you're yoked with him. Yes. He's helping you pull the wagon, amen? Look, you couldn't have done it under the law. You couldn't have done it by yourself. That's why he come.
Amen.
That's why he's here today. Look, you can't heal your own sick body. You can't get yourself in a rapture. You can't make yourself right. Oh, but he can.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, you want to put down that heavy yoke. You've been carrying around for 20, 30, 40 years, amen. You've been dragging that thing around for how long now? Throw it off and take up this yoke, this message, amen. It'll set you free. It'll put you into motion, amen. Woo! I tell you what, God ain't standing still today. He's moving, amen. Oh, I'm thankful, amen. Man, I'm getting away from my time here. Man, I tell you what, I was worried I wasn't going to be able to get it all in here. Or vice versa, rather. I was afraid I was going to go short. Now I'm getting kind of worried. I'm getting long here. I'll tell you what. Seventh unknown thunders. I think I spoke about this here before. Seven thunders. Brother Branham, he says they didn't go at once. He said they were consecutive. And he begins to knock on the pulpit. Amen. Seven thunders woke you up. Spoke denomination. That Christ is at the door. Hey, I'm not in there anymore. I'm not in the tomb. When that seal opened, said, you know what? You guys that claim that I'm in you, I'm not there.
Right.
You kicked me out.
That's right.
But I tell you what, you open the door, I'll come in.
That's right, yes.
Oh, I tell you what.
Thank you, Lord.
So what the thunders did is they showed who was in fellowship.
That's right.
And who was not.
That's right.
The thunders determined who was in fellowship. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what. When they heard it at Sinai, they heard them thunders said, we don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
I mean, it was a fearful thing.
Yeah.
They come to a mount of death. They come to a place of judgment. And the thunders began to speak and said, don't speak to us no more.
Right.
People, they've heard this message for years. Maybe they grew up around it. Maybe they got on the internet, looked something up about it, and said, we don't want to hear it anymore. We don't want to hear them thunders. We don't want nothing to do with it, amen? And what do? They separated themselves in fellowship.
That's right.
Oh, my, I tell you what. Amen. We don't want to hear from God anymore. You know what? Egypt wasn't that bad. You know, when they were in Egypt, they sighed and cried because of their taskmasters. Oh, they hated it. But you know what? They get out there and God had done everything for them. That's the thing that gets me.
Yep.
It's the same as it is today. God done all these things for you.
Right.
God blessed you with a message for you.
Amen.
God gave a vindicated prophet. He wanted to be a trapper, but he wouldn't let him be it for you.
Amen.
God done all these things. And you know what? We didn't have it so bad back there. That's not what you were saying 3 days ago.
Right.
That ain't what you said when you worked there. That ain't what you said when you came out. Man, you hated that place and you came out with great substance. You came out in a revival. There wasn't one hoof left behind. There wasn't one sick. You said, you know, there are enough graves there. We had food there. We were fine there. They so lost sight of what God brought them out of. They wanted to go back to it. My, talk about being blind.
Oh, my.
Oh, them thunders, they had a different meaning to them. Is that right? I tell you what, today, people get upset because we get mocked. Is that right? We get insulted. I'm thinking, why do we? It's like I said Wednesday night. Why does that bother us? The word said it was going to happen.
That's right.
Yeah. You imagine living in ancient Rome. I mean, I was reading this article about children in the ancient world and how the way that we treat and raise our children today is defined largely by Christianity. Because in the old world, kids, they were like, you know, you had social tiers of people, whatever. Well, a child was on the bottom, like a nobody, basically. It wasn't until they became adult they weren't worth anything. They used to kill girls because they didn't want them.
Yeah,
sure. So you had a disproportionate amount of men to women, so that's why they had rampant homosexuality and everything else going on. They sold them as slaves for all kinds of debauchery and things like that because they were nobodies. And you know what? It was the church that stood up in the midst of homosexuality and pedophiles and said, you know what? Christ said these children have value.
Right.
He said, suffer the little ones to come unto me and forbid them. Look, his own disciples said, well, get rid of these kids. These kids ain't nobody. You're holding the church of today in your hands right now, you parents.
That's right.
Not just tomorrow, there's today's church. You're holding them right now, amen. They're worth something to God.
Amen.
Amen. They're worth something to God. Oh, my, I tell you what. They were hated. Look, you imagine living in the time of Rome, and they were hated then. And we think now we've got it bad? I tell you what. Tell you what, well, I'm gonna get myself in trouble. The Bible said it's a manifest token of our salvation.
Exactly.
Look,
right.
We're not supposed to be popular.
That's right.
We're not supposed to, you know what? We're not supposed to be accepted.
Right.
We're not even really supposed to be liked. We're supposed to be hated of all men.
Yes.
Man, I tell you what, if we're not hated enough yet, maybe we ain't doing a very good job.
Amen.
I ain't talking about going out and keying up your neighbor's car or something. Not talking about TPing their house or robbing them blind, amen. They're supposed to hate you for the word. Because they hate the thunder. Because you're the thunder.
Amen.
You're the voice.
Amen.
They see you, they hear you, they hate it.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
I saw this. Now you forgive me. Now I'm getting into my life here a little bit. Maybe some of you probably saw it already, but I can't remember, it was Brother John Garrett put something online yesterday. The guy was out preaching the gospel, and this woman come and said, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, you shouldn't tell people they're going to go to hell and this, that. And he's like, why? That's what they did. I made a point on there, and I make the point today. Why'd they kill Jesus?
Right.
Man, I worked with a woman, and she said I was being mean because I was being real straight about a certain thing. I said, you know, aren't you supposed to be nice? I said, well, Jesus wasn't nice. And man, he done flipped their tables, called a bunch of hypocrites. Is that right? They didn't like Jesus. You know, I think it was Mahatma Gandhi, he said something one time about how I like your Christ, I don't like Christians. And I realized there's fake Christians. I'm thinking, why do I care about the words of an infidel?
Right. Amen.
Well, that's Gandhi. Oh, so we can quote Gandhi in church. We can quote Winston Churchill. We can quote you know, Jimmy Hoffa or something like that. We can quote Bill Clinton, but don't you quote a vindicated prophet of God now. Don't you mention that William Branham. You guys are just a bunch of fanatics. Why do I care? If he liked our Christ so much, then why didn't he serve him? Amen?
Right.
Amen. Amen? Well, that's not popular. Well, I really don't care. That was what I was trying to get at.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
Now, is there a point? Well, you need to go live before these people. Well, I do that already, but you got to preach it too. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Her idea of living it was, well, just be quiet. Don't make anybody mad. Then why'd they kill Jesus?
That's right.
Why'd they kill Isaiah?
Right.
Why'd they hate Brother Branham?
Yes,
why'd they hate every vindicated man of God that God ever sent in the world? They hated him.
Yes,
man, even the Jews, they, oh man, we lift up Moses. Your fathers hated him. Your fathers didn't want anything to do with it. They didn't want to do anything, he said.
That's right.
Oh, we've got Isaiah. You hated Isaiah. You saw him in half.
That's right.
Your daddies did it. You do the same thing your daddies did. Get behind me, Satan.
Right.
You garnished the tombs of the prophets and your fathers killed them.
Right.
Oh, well, if we had been in our father's day.
Come on now.
It's like I was talking about Wednesday night, people that they don't want to see the prophet. Oh, but we believe the Bible. If we'd have been in Paul's day, we'd have believed what Paul said. Really? That's interesting. Because Paul said the same thing Brother Branham said.
Right.
You had men that said, well, we don't need the apostle Paul. We've got Christ.
Yep,
that's right.
Well, if you had Christ, you'd have Paul.
Right.
Because God sent him.
Yep,
that was the thunder.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
That was the thunder to their age. God said there's going to be a church age. I'm going to send a voice. He's going to have the revelation. I'm not going to give it to everybody. I'm going to trust it in the hands of one man. And through that man and all his faults and all his failure and all his hang-ups and all his problems, I'm going to speak to a church age.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what. Man, you go to work, man, I don't like that Brother Kent guy. He just, all he wants to talk about is Jesus. All he wants to preach about is this righteous Jesus and all this religion. Man, I just don't like him. Well, you know what? Well, that's tough for them. Because God don't care whether they like it or not. God didn't care whether Abraham lied or not. He said, you go restore that wife to that prophet. He's my prophet. You go fix it. You make it right and he'll pray for you and you won't all die.
That's right.
If you don't receive it, if you all don't listen to that prophet, you all's a bunch of dead men. And I tell you what, that's what we tell the world today. You're all a bunch of dead people. You're dead while you yet liveth. You're walking and you're dead already.
Right.
Oh, we don't want to tell people they're the enemy of God. Oh, we want to tell people God's good and God's great. We don't say the reason he's good is because we don't have to go through that. Because
right.
We don't have to be stuck with this.
That's it, brother.
It's like Adam in the garden. See, we've gone back to this condition.
Yes, we have.
We're all walking around naked. We're all ignorant of sin.
Right.
Adam, I'm your healer. Laodicea, I'm your healer. What do I need healing for? I'm your savior. What do we need saved for? We're fine. We're good people. We're moral. We're okay. Rich. Increased with goods. And they don't even know. They're poor, wretched, miserable, blind, naked, and they don't even know it. Well, hallelujah. I tell you what. Jesus saw the hour he was in. You say, well, these things bother me. Well, I understand they bother Jesus.
Oh, sure.
Amen.
Yeah.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Yeah.
I would have gathered you together. But you would not.
Right.
Now is my soul troubled.
Right.
Maybe you're troubled. But I ask you, the same thing Jesus said. What shall I say to this hour?
Right.
Father, save me from this hour. But this is why I came. I came for this hour.
Amen.
Look, I didn't just come for the gospel. I didn't just come for the kingdom. I came for this hour of time.
Amen.
He didn't put me down here in Ephesus. He didn't place me in Smyrna. He didn't bring me 100 years ago. He didn't bring you to this day to say, save me from it. I don't want to be here. Oh, if I could have just been back there. Oh, if I could have just, if I could, you know, I have got problems. If I could have been with Brother Branham, I'd be okay. If I'd have been around when the prophet was around, I'd be okay. What shall you say to these things? Save me from this hour? But for this time, this purpose, you came. Is that right?
Yeah.
The book. Oh, I tell you what, Esther. I was talking. Oh, go to Esther now, finally. We're getting there. Esther, is that right? King Ahasuerus, the king of Babylon. He has a great feast one day. Maybe, yeah, no. Kind of like today.
Sure.
We got a wedding supper. There's a marriage. And the king says, come. Ah, but we got people that began to make excuse.
Yep.
Well, I got to go prove an ox. I just bought a field. I have something better to do than to come to the marriage. He calls this great feast. He wants to show off. The Bible says he wanted, you know what it said? He wanted to show off his queen because she was fair. She was beautiful, amen?
Right.
When John saw that woman on that beast, she was beautiful. Is that right? It wasn't an ugly wife. It was beautiful. Ah, but she refused to come to the feast.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
And I was just reading this morning. Not only did she refuse to come to the feast, she threw one for herself.
Uh-huh. Oh, my, that's it.
Oh, I tell you what, they're going to have a feast. Is that right? The flesh of their flesh will be fed on by the fowls of the air. Is that right? And the beast,
right.
There's going to be a feast on earth when we're feasting in heaven. But it's a tribulation feast. Amen. They've got a table spread out. They don't realize who's going to be eating. And, you know, we're going to have. And they think they're going to be there. They're going to have them for dinner. They're going to eat them. Is that right? They're part of the meal. Is that right?
That's right?
Oh, she went through herself a feast. And the Bible says that he commanded his 7 chamberlains.
Why?
Woo. Go back and read. I tell you what, man. It's like God planned all this stuff. He commanded his 7 chamberlains to go get him his queen.
Right.
So the 7 chamberlains go, and the queen says, you know what? We've come to this lair to see your age. You've sent us 7 chamberlains. We don't, you know what? We've decided all of a sudden we don't want to go. We come to the end of it all and we decided we don't care about it anymore. We're going to throw ourselves our own feast. So, the Bible says that he consulted the wise men which knew the times.
Right.
Those that recognize their time and their day, is that right? He consults the wise men which knew the times and the 7 princes of Persia. He calls these 7 together and he consults them, and the one prince, he says, you know what? This woman's not only wronged you, she's wronged the other people of this kingdom.
Right.
Now think about that. Spiritual Eve did that in Jesus' day. Spiritual Eve does it today.
Yeah.
Not only is she condemning herself to hell, she's wronged the people of the world by giving them a false hope.
Right.
That it's okay not to come before the king.
Yep.
It's okay to come to our feast. You don't have to obey the king. We're women, we're independent, we're free. We don't have to follow his headship.
Right.
Come on, somebody. We don't want to have to listen to a man.
Right.
We're independent women. We're an independent church. We're free. We don't have to do what some man. We don't have to do what Jesus says. And by doing that, the prince said, you know what? Not only has she wronged you, she's wronged the men. She's wronged the people of this kingdom.
Right.
When that indictment went forth after them thunders uttered, those people, they were guilty of a second crucifixion. They weren't just crucifying the Lord. They weren't just staying out of the kingdom. They were holding on everybody that would have went in. They had a key and they kept out those that would have went in. Is that right? There's blood today on their hands because they wouldn't warn the people. Is that right? God said a watchman said, if you don't warn these people, their blood's on your hands. Is that right? Well, hallelujah. Well, I don't want to tell people they have to obey God. Well, I guess you're not going to obey him either because he told you to do that.
Right. Yes.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. We don't want to offend nobody. So push them in a fire instead, because that's what you're doing.
That's right,
right.
Brother.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
And I tell you what.
Man.
Well, I got 4 kids now. I tell you what, I don't always do what they like, but I do what they need. Is that right?
Yes.
Look, I make mistakes. I'm not a perfect parent here.
Right.
Man, but your goal with the children is not to make them feel good about themselves all the time. Not to make them happy all the time.
Right.
Your job is to keep them alive.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm not here today to make you feel good necessarily. I'm here today to keep you alive. I mean, this gospel is the only thing that's going to keep you alive. Amen. Oh, I tell you what. So the king, he sends a decree into all the world, into every creature. He says, go preach this word. Publish in every language. Let them all know. I ain't going to have this. You go compel somebody else to come in. You go find virgins. Amen. Send out a message that these virgins would come in. And look, there was many virgins that come, but only one obeyed the chamberlain's command. The man that made the decree that this should happen in the first place, these chamberlains, God sent a chamberlain to ready these virgins. And the one that obeyed was the one that found favor in his sight.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Thank you, Lord.
When she doesn't want to go in, Mordecai tells her, you know what? You've come to the kingdom for such a time as this.
Right.
What are you going to say, Esther? Save me from this time?
Right.
But for this time you were born.
That's right.
This is your time.
Yes.
This is your day.
Yes.
This is the time to do it, amen?
Yes.
You're on stage. You're up to bat. Look, what are you going to back down now? This is all about, this is your time to shine, amen?
Yes.
And he says, if you keep your mouth shut, think about it. He says, if you don't speak, it'll kill you and your father's house. Is that right?
Right.
He said, it'll be death for you. Oh, my. Not just you, but your father's house. Look, she could say, well, I don't want to talk to the king.
Right.
I know I found favor. I know he gave me this message. I know it's made me accepted in the sight of God, but I don't want to tell people. I don't want to stand up for it. You don't stand up for it. Amen. It'll be death for you and your family. No, I'm not trying to scare you now. Amen. But listen, he said, if you deny me before men,
right,
I'll deny you before my father. Is that right?
Amen.
And look, it's not about necessarily going out and wearing a t-shirt that says, I love Jesus, because denomination does that.
Yes. Right.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not about showing up at church every service because denominations do that.
That's right.
Pentecostals do that. Catholics do that. Not a lot of them. They do that, amen?
Right.
But it's the token on display.
Yes.
Amen.
I tell you what.
Amen.
She went before the king. Anybody else would have done it, they would have died.
That's right,
amen. Oh, but for her, it saved her life.
Amen.
And not just her life, but her household.
Amen.
Amen. I you know what? Show me another man that's preached a token message like this prophet preached. Amen.
Right.
Show me another ministry like this.
Right.
Denomination never told me they had hope.
Right.
Denomination never said, if you got faith like Noah, it'll save your house like Noah's faith saved him.
Right.
Denomination never said I was a sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ. They could never give me that.
Right.
Oh, come on, but somebody spoke. The thunder echoed from heaven. The reason you didn't hear this is because God was never there. He was here all the time.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. He come to give us life. Is that right?
Amen.
We were born for it. Look, your birth and even your natural birth in this world was mercy on this world. Amen?
Amen.
It was the herald of mercy to your family. Maybe you got lost loads today. Your birth was the herald of mercy to them.
That's right.
They ain't got no hope outside of you.
Come on now.
You mean outside of Christ? That's what I said. Outside of you. Because your life is hidden in Christ. It's no longer you that lives. It's Christ that lives in you. Oh, listen, Esther's birth was the herald of mercy to her people. Ah, oh, but it was the announcement of an impending doom on the enemies of God. Is that right?
That's right.
She come for such a time as judgment. She come for such a time as mercy. Is that right?
Amen.
Oh, we don't want to offend people. Tell them their religion's okay. Ah, well, you know, they're doing the best they can. Well, you know, they're doing the best they can. Yeah, so were the Jews.
That's right.
Your best don't cut the mustard, amen?
No.
Look, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Is that right?
That's right, man. That's right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we started out real happy. We got real quiet. Maybe I'm getting tired. Why? Because it's a serious thing, amen?
Yes, it is.
Amen, that's right.
It's a serious thing. I'm not playing games here at church today. Amen. This is life and death.
Amen.
And not just for us, but for family, for friends.
Amen. That's right.
We talk all the time about how we'll stay here for one more soul. We're looking for that last seed. What if they work with you?
Right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. What if you meet them at the restaurant today? Amen. We're all looking at somebody else. But for such a time you've come into this world.
Exactly.
Amen. This is your time, bride.
Amen.
This ain't Paul's time anymore. Praise God, I tell you what. Can you imagine these heroes of the faith looking over the banister of time? I know I preached this before, but just for a second here.
These men, they're looking, they're watching us. Watching the second, you know what, this thunder, this voice. He writes a new book of Acts. I was looking at the thunders today on that back wall again. I love coming here and seeing all the testimonies. Why? That's the thunder. Brother Bram said that voice, it thunders forth sweetness and humility. That's the thunder that shakes the devil. Amen?
Amen.
And I tell you what, how many wants to shake the devil up a little bit today? Amen. That's what thunder shakes stuff up. Amen? That gives revival. That gives a shaking. Amen? That's where the power is. A living voice. Amen? Let's stand to our feet. A living voice. Amen? For such a time. Amen? Look on it. Don't be like some people. Looking at, how can I get out of this? How can I escape this hour? This is your time, amen? God said, I don't care what the devil throws at him. Amen, Brother Kent? He can throw denomination on him. He can throw Hollywood. He can throw creed. He can throw persecution. He can throw politics on him. The vision already said he's seen a bride.
Amen,
the vision's already sure. It's sealed up. The testimony's already spoke. She's going to make it. Not she will make it. She has made it.
Hallelujah.
And all that you love, and all that ever loved you is going to be there.
That's true. Amen.
I tell you what.
Hallelujah.
He that receives a prophet, the name of a prophet, receives a prophet's reward.
Amen.
I believe that's why he preached a token message. God spoke to him. Is that right?
Amen.
Look, he didn't even just read the Bible. God had three interpretations of that message that Brother Branham had. Because you chose the way.
Amen.
It was the hard way. It was your choice. Amen.
That's right.
Because you've done this, you've made possible this victory. Amen.
Amen.
God interpreted it three times. Three's a witness. Amen. I guess four would be abundantly a witness. Amen. And I don't think that was just for him. That's for us. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Because the prophet tells us that.
That's right.
It's the prophet's reward. It's our reward. This message, amen. It's not a yoke. It's not a burden. The world doesn't want nothing to do with it. This is our portion.
Thank you,
this
Lord.
Is our reward. Amen.
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 Oh, Heavenly Father, we do thank you now. That you've spoken to us again. Not just from heaven, but from earth, Lord. Your voice. It's the power of thunder, Lord. The testimony that those seals gave us, Lord. That despite everything the enemy would do, you're still alive and powerful. Lord, despite everything we've gone through in our lives, despite our own mistakes, Lord. Despite the oppositions that we've had, your power is not yet stopped. Your arm is not waxed short that it cannot save. Your ear has not grown heavy that it cannot hear. You are the same. You're still alive. You're still powerful. Lord, this thunder, it shakes people. It doesn't make everybody happy. Oh, but for a bride, it's an awakening, Lord. Oh, I lift my hands to you now, Lord. We just surrender you, Lord. It's our awakening that we would go and sin not. Lord, they brought a man to you one time. He was lame. His buddies carried him into the service one day. He told them, your sins are forgiven. Go.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you let him know. He could go and be free. The power of your forgiveness changed his condition from a man that was lame to a man that could walk. Lord, your forgiveness, your power, your resurrection, this thunder, it moves us to a different condition. That we're no longer bound, but we're free.
Yes.
That we can walk out. That we're not restrained anymore. Lord, for our lost loved ones. For those who are sick in body. For the unsaved we meet along the way, Lord. This thunder, Lord, it might drive them away, but there's an elected little lady. Oh, hallelujah, this voice. It'll beckon her. Come out of jail. Come out of bondage. Come out of prison. Oh, Lord, let us not be so afraid of offending the world that we can't stop to save a soul anymore. That we can't stop to tell somebody about what Jesus did for us anymore. Lord, let us not be ashamed of this testimony. The testimony of that seal in our life when it was broken, what you did for us. Let's not be ashamed to let our light shine before men. Let us not hide it under a bushel, but let us set it on this hill. This Zion revelation, Lord. That people would see what you've done for us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Though many hate the light because it shows that their works are in darkness, Lord. Lord, it's the only hope that some have. For if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Lord. Lord, let us not hide like a coward, Lord. Let us not hide in an upper room, Lord. But your Holy Ghost has come. To stand with boldness. To stand with a boldness like a lion. For the wicked flees when no man pursues, but the righteous are aligned. Father, give us boldness now, even as they prayed in the book of Acts, Lord. When persecutions arose against the church, they prayed for boldness, and you rebaptized them by the Holy Ghost, and it shook the house they were in. May the thunder come and shake us now. Give us boldness that by the grace of God, signs and wonders would be done by your hand, that we would go forth and preach boldly the gospel of Jesus Christ, the message of this hour. Lord, may we not flinch or draw back with an evil heart of unbelief. May we set our faces like a flint. May we say as Paul that none of these things move us. Give us courage now, Lord. Not a wishbone, but a backbone the size of a saw log. Lord, give us strength now to stare the devil in the eye and proclaim the truth that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, shake us now, Lord. Give us not a denominational revival, but a stirring in our souls, Lord God. Refresh us once again, we pray. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. How many is thankful for the grace of God?
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Oh, today, maybe it's just me today. I just want to testify for the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I don't ever want to be ashamed.
Amen.
I don't ever want it to be about me. And then I want it to be about Him.
Yes, Lord.
I just want to make Him happy. I don't want to make Him upset.
That's right, brother.
I don't want to make Him sad.
Thank you, Lord God.
I make enough mistakes on my own. Man, I don't want it to be that way. I don't want to offend Him, amen?
Amen.
Look, if it offends the whole world, am I the servant of men or the servant of Christ? How about you today? Brother Andrew, how about you today? We're the servants of Christ, not of men.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
I never want to do another thing to hurt Him. I think Brother Branham, he's seen that vision after going to that cafe, that woman. It offended him, and he saw his sin coming before Christ. He says, is that my sin that did that
Thank
to you?
Lord God.
What has my sin done to him? How much did I deserve? How much did I put on it? Why would I ever want to do that again? I'm thankful that He's not on the cross today, but He went there for me. Amen? I'm thankful He never left us. Amen? He was there all the time. Is that right? He was there all the time.
Yeah.
that need of today. Don't fret. Don't fear. Only believe. Quit trying. Quit looking. It's here. Only believe Jesus.
Receive that. You know, do I stand here and wait for a chill bump? Do I stand here until I... No, there's something on the inside that's moving. You've got to believe in what you're doing. Saying, how do I get filled with the Holy Ghost again? Believe it. Say, Lord, it's your promise. Lord, I don't have to walk out empty. He said, if I am hungering and thirsty, if I'm running dry, he said, I shall be filled. I'm here to receive that now. Lord, you promised I'd be filled to overflowing. The fats would be overflowing with wheat and oil and wine, and I wouldn't be running it. Why am I running empty? When you begin to think that God made the promise, it shouldn't be too hard to go ahead and get a hold of it. Say, I didn't ask for this. He said it. He promised it. For such an hour was I brought to this time, and I thank God that I'm already an overcomer. And begin to think on those things and begin to believe the promise. And it won't get hard to raise your hands. It won't get hard to get out of the pit of sin and realize, I'm free. I was just living a lie. That wasn't me. That guy's dead. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, some of you is getting the faith. Some of you still doubting. You can see it. Why? You can't get the victory. You just got a wall. It's a wall of unbelief. That's all it is. It's a lie of the devil. If the words come forth and you've received the word, then the devil's defeated. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you, Lord. And when he fills you again, just go ahead and give him a good shout of praise. I think he'll like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. I know you feel his presence here. You're not spiritually deaf people. Glory to God. When he sweeps your way, just go ahead and give him a good shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And that presence that can do all things, that's here now. For the little ones, but if there's anyone real quick that would have a need and you wanted prayer today, would you come forward right now? We'll be happy to pray with you. Come believing now. If you know that song, go ahead and sing too. We're here to believe God's word. We're going to pray with these saints. You pray with us.
It's my faith that I receive. It's my faith I'll overcome.
by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. Sing it again with all your heart. It's by faith that I believe this, that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. Just one more time. Can we give a wave offering? It's by faith that I believe. It's by faith that I receive. It's by faith I'll overcome. It's by faith I'll see the sun. If the Lord answer your prayer today, can you give a hand clap for praise?
Thank you, Lord.
They questioned Jesus. They said, you give a test, play something soft, Dad. And you give a testimony of yourself, your testimony's not true. And he said, well, though I do testify myself, still my testimony's true. Why? Because once you have truth, that changes things. He's saying, well, you're doing the same thing, you know, brother down the street's doing. All the difference is I've got the truth.
Amen.
He's lying to you. He said, well, how do you know? Because not only is it on the pages of the Bible, not only did God speak it through a prophet, vindicate it, but it's still working today. It's still doing the same things as it did this afternoon. God's still giving the Holy Ghost. Aren't you happy? God's still restoring souls as he promised he would. He said, I will restore, saith the Lord. Don't you ever doubt it. You say, well, why am I here? I ain't good enough. Then what in the world are you doing in this word? You're going to be a denominational believer. What are you doing sitting here? You're wasting your time. There's the door. But you come here. And I'm not saying to Brother Andrew or Brother Alexander, you understand that. You're coming to the body word of the Son of Man. Hallelujah. You know, I'm not here to gloat myself or in Brother Alexander, but you know that the Holy Spirit has been speaking. Service after service after service. What's he telling us? It's time. It's time. Time for what? To believe. That we are what we believe, we say, what we've been saying in our mouths and saying in our heads. It's time to just be that. To be the bride of Christ. Wherever I am, I'm going to praise him. Why? Because I'm the bride. Wherever I am, I'm going to testify. Why? Because I'm the bride. I can't be nothing else. I have to be the word. Hallelujah. I want to sing that. Can we? I didn't mean to change it, but I feel inspired. Where? What key would that be? G. G.
Wherever I go. Surrounds me like a sea.
Yes, Lord.
I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus.
Because you're the same name. Glory.
Oh, wherever I go,
let's praise him.
Wherever I am. For his love surrounds me like a sea.
Yes, Lord.
I lift up the name of Jesus. I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus.
Oh, don't be in no hurry. Let's just praise him a little while today.
Wherever I go.
Thank you, Lord.
I praise him. Wherever I am. It surrounds me like a sea.
Like a sea.
Oh, I lift to be a Christian. Thank you, Lord, wherever I go. Right here in church, right at home, I'll praise you. And right on the job, thank you, Lord, for his love that surrounds me. I can't get away. Glory to God. Oh, I lift up the name, that precious name. Jesus, I lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus has lifted me. Gotta sing it again. Whoa.